Hey ho, what do you know? It's time for the Matt Dean Clark Show.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Welcome to the show that critics are calling. This must be what it's like to be alone on a Tuesday evening, waiting for hot dogs to boil on the stove, and it looks like it might rain outside, and all you wanted to do was go for a walk, because NCIS is only showing reruns, and the new season hasn't started yet, which is what you really want to see, because Gibbs and Ducky back together. Do you really want to see them back? This is so long. I'm gonna cut this off now.
Did Ducky die?
That critic is a poet.
That's yeah.
That actor died.
That actor I think died in real life. Yeah.
I feel transported into that person's world right now.
That was one of the
strangest. I can relate to that person's world right now.
The hot dogs part.
Yeah, that's what got me. I'll stop.
I'm not gonna finish the rest of that. But thank you for that. Thank you for everyone tuning in. This is another episode of Not Good Podcast. I am not Matt.
Yeah, without Matt Rishavi.
Without Matt Rishavi. I am Brett Saxon. And with me, as always, is my friend.
Just get to it.
I'm going to get to it.
My roommate.
All right, my roommate. Clark Wilson.
Hi.
And we have the BBC crew here. Jacob.
Hello.
And Kelsey.
Hi.
All right, so how's everyone? You guys ready for this? Or is this going to be
as ready as ever?
So ready.
Yeah, I think we should kick in right to checking in. Mm-hmm. I think that sounds good. It's been fairly chill for me around here. Kelsey,
it's been 1 week.
Kelsey, you just got back from a trip. Do you want to talk about that?
Yes, I did. I landed back in Minnesota yesterday.
Are your arms tired?
No, why?
Oh, you didn't even say fly.
No, I didn't. So I landed. I went to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. I'm sure you guys have all heard of it. It's in eastern Tennessee. We planned the trip around my boyfriend's kid who loves the Titanic. And there's a Titanic museum in Pigeon Forge.
Did you learn anything about that Titanic that you didn't know before?
Yeah. Did you guys know that the Titanic was only supposed to be like a 7 or 8 day trip?
Oh, wow. Like the...
Literally just 8 days.
Wow.
I thought it was supposed to be like a month or two or, you know.
Yeah.
But
weren't they going to England? Like from
They were leaving Ireland and we're going to the U.S.
To the U.S., oh, right?
Okay. Reverse.
It was only supposed to be 8 days and they made it to like 7.
Oh, wow. So
Isn't that crazy? They
were almost here.
Yeah. There was an iceberg. It was like outside of New York, like not that far. So it's just weird because I don't know. It's a conspiracy. There's conspiracies around the Titanic.
Your big iceberg?
Yeah.
Yeah, big iceberg. Brought him down.
Right ahead.
It was good, though. We also went to the Smoky Mountain National Park and did some mini golf and went to Nashville for a day. So
very cool.
Yeah, it was very cool.
Yeah, I think we got a text of you throwing chairs off of rooftops.
I saw the bar and... reenacted what Morgan Wallen did a few weeks ago off of the Chiefs bar. No, I didn't.
That was a lot higher up than I thought it was going to be.
It is high up.
That was going to be like one story or something.
Crazy man.
It's wild.
Cool. Yeah. Awesome. Jacob, how are you doing?
Doing all right. I'm actually moving.
Okay.
Leaving Kelsey's home.
Okay.
I was kicked out.
False.
It's true. I was pressured out of the house. In a polite, very polite way, right?
Yep, yes.
Is that okay to
yes,
say?
Yes, that's fine.
And so when I was in Washington, D.C., I went to D.C. also for a week to visit my cousin. And while I was there, I got notified that 17 people were looking at the same apartment I was. So I rushed.
That's bullshit.
Wow.
No, for real.
You think that's legit?
Yeah.
They didn't just say that. So you're like, oh, fine, I'll take it.
I tried scheduling a tour and she couldn't see me for 3 weeks because she had tours of the apartment.
Holy cow.
And that's what sparked the conversation. Anyway, so it was a really great deal. It's everything I wanted in an apartment. So I signed the lease and even giving a tour, it wouldn't be the actual apartment I'd see. It would just be the model room. So I was like, I like the layout
anyway. Is it a newer building?
More new. It's in Loring Park area. Should I just give my address to everybody right now?
Yeah, address and apartment
but
number.
You know how they have a lot of older apartments around Loring Park? Well, these are newer ones, and there's like three or four in that block area that are newer, and so
more like Boring Park.
Oh,
okay. So I signed the lease, signed the contract, and then came back from Washington D.C. and then was notified by Kelsey that people that were moving in are no longer moving in, so Kelsey's gonna live alone from June to October. So
okay, it's not October.
Oh wow!
I was initially told that they were moving in June 1st or 2nd or whenever Clay was done with school, and then somebody didn't get their poop in a group, and they're moving in like mid August.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but
Dayton days.
It's fine.
Oh yeah, what are we
back.
Gonna do for that?
Okay. He's coming back. You're gonna come hang out for, like, why would you not come to that?
Yeah, I need to pick up my phone case that I'm gonna lose in your house before I move out.
Yeah, we'll have to do some searching.
Yeah. But anyways, that's what's new. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. So big moves for Jacob here, literally moving, and you'll be in the city and
20 miles away. Yeah.
Yeah. Clark, how about you? Any fun and exciting?
No.
Okay.
You got a trip coming up.
Yeah, it's barely a trip.
That's true. Yeah.
Annual trip down to Florida to help my parents drive back home.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Sounds nice.
What route are you going to go? What do you go through Georgia or do you go through?
We used to do that, but I think we're going to stick to the Alabama.
Okay.
Like Illinois.
And then through.
Go through. Forge, just go
Titanic.
Through Nashville for like 2 seconds.
See the Titanic
to avoid
Museum.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, well, where is Pigeon? That's more on the east part of it. Yeah. We're not driving all the way over there.
There's also one in Branson, Missouri, I guess.
The exact same, like, Titanic Museum?
They're owned by the same people. There's two.
Okay. It's the other half of the Titanic ship.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had one half.
Yeah.
Each one is one half of the ship.
Did they have, like, a cool gift shop, like, where you could buy,
yeah,
like, all
I
this?
Yeah, I bought a hat and a t-shirt, actually.
Okay.
Whoa.
I bought three t-shirts on my trip.
What'd the shirt say?
I should show you guys.
Sinking of you?
It says something about, like, Titanic, and there's, like, a big picture of it, and it says, in memory of the crew and the passengers.
Oh, wow.
That's dark.
It's pretty cool. It's, like, 90s look style.
Yeah.
I should wear it. I'll wear it at the next pod.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're on to random news for the week. We have probably the biggest news of the week is the rat hole. Has anyone heard of the rat hole in Chicago?
No.
Okay, well, it's being filled
in.
Oh,
yes, I have heard of that. It's a hole that looks like a rat.
In concrete.
You think that's legit, or you think an artist just, like, brought
like one of those 3D sidewalk arts?
Yeah. No, it's a hole, but I mean, like, brought a chisel or something or a Dremel and, like, made it. Because it looked like a comically, like, Looney Tunes shit.
Yeah.
It's, like, splattered with, like, its arms and legs sticking out and its fingers.
Cast into the concrete, into the cement.
Yeah, and like, he got ran over by, like, one of those stupid, like, steamroller things. Like, in Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Right. And people would go there and honor it, I think. I think they would drop,
some people
like,
got married
and
there.
Stuff.
Oh,
wow. Oh,
wow.
That's pretty intense, but yeah. But it turns out that the Chicago Department of Transportation crews inspected them and determined that these pieces of concrete needed to be replaced because of damage. So the rat hole is going to be no more.
Oh. Was it structurally? Like, was it holding something?
I don't
know.
A while. Yeah. It's going to cost $4 million to fix that tiny little wedge of cement.
At the risk of this Quiznos collapsing above it.
Right.
We need to fill in this rat hole.
That explains all that. Okay. And moving to China, a Chinese woman was diagnosed with love brain after calling her boyfriend 100 times daily.
Oh, no.
Is
was
that,
he answering?
Is that too many?
Well, was he answering or?
I don't know. It became dependent.
I would hope not.
She reportedly became overly dependent on her boyfriend, demanding constant communication updates of his whereabouts.
Oh, man.
This behavior caused significant strain on the relationship, leaving the boyfriend feeling stifled.
Isn't that the song in the Coors Light commercial? Start a love brain, love brain.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
It's love train, Brett.
Okay.
Get out of the world.
I like them both. I like both versions.
Don't be too thirsty, people. Yeah. Like,
I can read it from here. It was like an 18-year-old. Like, they need to grow up.
And lastly, for random news, we have a Canadian family. Have you guys heard this one?
Hey.
Quebec, eh? A Canadian family receives the wrong body after father died on Cuban vacation.
No.
We've all been there.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
We have? Right? Not me.
They don't have an embargo? Didn't the U.S. has like a Cuban embargo or whatever? Like, we can't go there?
Do we have that now? Is that back in effect?
Yeah,
I thought
that's back in effect.
Yeah, it might be.
But I suppose you Canadians can go there because isn't like the conspiracy theory that Trudeau is Fidel Castro's son?
Is that really a thing?
Yeah, because he like his dad used to be like the prime minister, and they met with Castro back when he was alive, and like there's some similar facial similarities.
Oh wow,
Trudeau's a nepo baby, eh?
He's a what? Yeah.
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, huge nepo baby.
Oh wow. Well, it says the Canadian father was swimming and had a heart attack and suddenly died.
Damn, he didn't even go out smoking a cigar.
Yeah, I know, right? Unless if he was smoking while he was swimming, then that could have been, I don't know.
That's a baller.
That's why he drowned.
Yeah.
So you got to do a backstroke while you're puffing on the stogie.
Yeah. Because there was no medical facilities, his body was covered and left on a beach chair in the hot sun for more than 8 hours until a car arrived to take it to Havana. After that, it's not clear what happened.
He got probably got a really nice base.
Right. Oh, God. Yeah. That would be the joke, right? Okay, from there, we are going on to entertainment news for the time. I'm going to skew it a little more music this week because Matt's not here.
And yeah, that's your thing.
You know, so that's my thing. We had some Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees this week that included
Dolly Parton.
Does anyone know?
How many are actual rock musicians? Because they've gotten pretty loose with Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right, it's just...
Music Hall of Fame. They should just change it to the Music Hall of Fame. Unless there's also one of those.
Would you consider...
It was this week. This week?
Yeah.
How many?
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
Ooh, 9. I bet I can name them all.
Chill.
I can read it.
The Partridge Family?
They're probably already in there.
These Rock and Roll.
It's Music Hall. It's not Rock and Roll. It's music.
Their heads out the side of the bus going...
Because U2 is in there, and they're not rock and roll.
So these artists include Mary J. Blige.
Okay.
What?
Cher.
She's not in that yet?
I guess not. Yeah.
Is she in it for Sonny and Cher? So now it's just her by herself?
Oh, maybe. That's a good question. Yeah. Then we have Dave Matthews Band. Very rock and roll. I wonder if they're going to frame some of his cargo shorts.
If there's one thing I associate with Dave Matthews Band, it's rock and roll.
Right. Exactly. And then we have, let's see, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool and the Gang, our favorite.
Need to look them up.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Okay.
He's not in that either?
I guess not. And A Tribe Called Quest.
I'm surprised by the Ozzy. Like,
yeah, like Black Sabbath must be in there already. So he's getting his own separate entry.
Oh, that could be. Yeah, maybe Black Sabbath is in
there. Has to be.
Which is that a racket or no? That shouldn't be. Is that fair? Did he have any solo stuff that anyone remembers being?
Isn't Crazy Train Ozzy Osbourne? I don't think that's a Black Sabbath song.
That's not
a
Black Sabbath. Oh, maybe, yeah. So. Yeah, maybe you're right.
Well, if Matt was here, he probably has some ties to the Osbournes. So I think he could.
Yeah, he would have some.
He would have some.
He would have some Osbourne insight.
He's not here, so.
We miss you, Matt.
R.I.P.
I'll tell you the story about my friend John. No, I just tell a story that's not related to Osbourne because that's what Matt would do sometimes. He would tell stories.
Live your life. YOLO.
The seven acts that were nominated in February. Okay, so there were seven acts who were nominated in February who do not make it into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, no.
Those acts include Mariah Carey.
Okay.
Jane's Addiction.
Okay.
Oasis.
Easy.
Sade. Is this more than seven? It feels. Eric B. and Rakim. Lenny Kravitz.
Oh.
And most surprisingly, Sinead O'Connor did not make it, who passed away this year.
Yeah, that'd be posthumous. So,
that's a bummer on her end.
How do they do the voting? So, is there like a council or do you have to like be a journalist that writes about music?
I think there's a board or some sort of like,
okay.
Or maybe do people who are in the...
Like yeah, I don't know if it, I didn't know if it was like how Baseball of America does it, to where like if you're just even a sports writer, you can get a vote for like MVP or Cy Young.
It says there's more than 1,000 international body of more than 1,000 artists, historians, and members of the music industry receive ballots each year to determine the inductees.
Or Hall of, I meant Hall of Fame. Yeah, so does it work like the Baseball Hall of Fame where you're only on the ballot a certain amount of times and then you're not on there anymore?
Then you can't be on there anymore. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Maybe.
It's like how many more years of eligibility does a Sinead O'Connor have?
Right. Or it's a one-time, one and go? I don't know. Total number of 3.16 million votes. Okay.
Lenny Kravitz not making it this year.
I know.
That guy sucks.
He got his star this year, though, didn't he?
Yeah, but when I think Lenny Kravitz, I think of American Woman, which isn't... That's not even his song. That's like Steve Miller Band.
Oh, oh really?
Steve Miller?
That's a cover.
Yeah, it's a cover.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know who did it.
It might not be Steve Miller, but it's from like the late 60s, early 70s.
The Guess Who?
Oh, yeah, Guess Who. That's it, yep.
Okay. From there, we are moving on to the taste test this week. Clark, do you have anything fun for us this week?
Fun? Well, I guess it's fun. Now, friend of the show, Ryan Shaw, turned me on to this Jack Link's beef stick, which was Dr. Pepper flavored, which I tried to find, but they did not have. So I got a Jack Link's Doritos flavor, the sweet chili flavor, purple bag.
Okay.
Oh.
So I guess
Doritos sweet chili.
Yep. Spicy sweet chili flavored meat stick. So okay. I guess just open it, tear off a rasher, pass it along. Should be enough for four people there.
Tear off a rasher.
I think it peels apart on the top. Like it's the two. It'll peel apart separately.
Do you want scissors?
Keep it separated.
He has Offspring in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I don't know.
How is Oasis not in there?
They were snubbed this year.
That is surprising.
Yeah. Maybe it's because they're not American. No, it's an international body. Yeah, international body voting.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is xenophobic.
Yeah.
Did you eat it already?
No.
You took a bite. It's in. It's already in your cheeks.
Here you go, sir.
You could have taken more than that.
Oh, I can smell it. It smells...
Does it smell like Doritos?
It smells like a meat stick Dorito.
This is jack shit for protein. There's only 5 grams in this entire meat stick.
Yeah. Okay, ready?
That sounds about right. All right, cheers, y'all.
Cheers.
Fingernail.
Yeah, was there anything on the inside? Was there cheese in there?
It looked like there was cheese, but I don't know if there was.
Might have been fat.
Oh, maybe.
I'm like barely registering Dorito in there.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of like Dorito dust kind of taste.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know. So I guess, yeah, what we like to do here on the show is we like to rate things not good or good to save you the trouble from going out and trying this or to, you know, help you out and give you a little boost in the right direction. So do we go around the room here?
Yeah.
All right. Clark, what do
you
think?
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a good. It's a beef stick, but yeah, it's not good for like Dorito flavor.
Not good for Dorito, but good. Jacob, what do you think?
Yeah, like... for matching what they're calling it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say not good, I guess, because it's... I wouldn't go out of your way to try to find this because it doesn't taste like what they're advertising it.
Not good.
I'm going to go... I mean, I love it because it's a beef stick too, but I'm going to go not good because it's false advertising.
Misleading.
It's delicious. It's but delicious. It's not what it says.
Right. No. Yeah, exactly.
That's just some branding they threw on there so people will buy it. And
Right.
You're probably high and you don't care, so.
You eat seven of them.
Just like right now. I'm just joking. Okay, from there, we are getting into the meat and potatoes of this. We are getting into, and I'm going to hand this over to Jacob. He's going to lead the BBC.
Which stands for?
Best
Club. Book Club. There you go. The Best Book Club, the BBC, the Best Book Club.
That always asks.
Is that what that stands for?
Yes.
All right. This last month, we had Clark's pick for book, and it was Titanium Noir by Nick Harkaway. And just to kind of start off, we're going to do the classical question. What was your reading style like? I'll start with you, Kelsey. What was your reading style like for this book here?
I didn't read it.
What was the main reason why you couldn't read it?
Well, I don't have a good reason, but I tried to listen to it on Spotify as I got added to my boyfriend's premium Spotify, but I realized that only the owner can use that feature. So then I just failed. That's all. I don't have any good excuses. I tried, but I failed.
Okay. And then Pigeon Forge, you were out of town.
I was out of town. Yeah. I've been busy. Work's been busy. Life's been busy.
Nobody judges you for it.
Next.
All right. Brett, how about you?
This was the first one that I did mostly audio as well. Because I think, Kelsey threw it on the thread saying, hey, it's on Spotify. Even though, the owner, more asking if the owner's. So I read the first 20 pages and then listened to the rest of it on Spotify.
Cool.
But did you finish it? I thought you were asking me how it ended.
No, I didn't finish it.
Oh.
What?
I got close.
Couldn't even listen to it.
I could. Oh, I got.
He wouldn't be Brett if he finished it.
That's true.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
I got
Brett,
very close.
I'm curious. How many have you finished?
Clark's just thrown me under the bus here.
Yeah. Well, there's a perfectly fine bus that needs someone thrown under.
I finished mostly all of them. Except for this one.
Mostly.
And the last one.
They mostly all finished mostly.
One. Was it the first one? No, I finished it.
Paul Bear's Club?
You listened to that one.
Funny
about that.
No, he's finishing
it. I remember you got the CD, the audio on CD.
Oh, right.
Of all things.
From the library.
Yeah, wasn't that? Maybe this was on Libby. That might have been the move.
I finished that. Yeah, so I did finish it on CD, I think.
Clark, how about you?
Anyways, go on.
How'd you digest this book?
So, like I said, I read like 25 pages the first night and then didn't read it for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then I went to renew my library checkout and I couldn't, so I had to read it in 3 days.
Why couldn't you? Was it in
someone well, Brett had it, like someone other than Brett and me had it
requested
on request.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, it's not that, it's only like a year or two old.
Okay.
So it's not that surprising.
Interesting.
Gotcha. I thought it's obscure enough that no one else would be requesting it.
Yeah.
This is the first time that I've done an audio version of a book from BBC. Saw it was on Spotify and had access. So just started listening to it and found out I can't do it while I'm working.
Yeah, I can't do audiobooks while doing something else. Mm-mm. Certainly if you have to read.
The only thing I could do if it was like go for walks, do the dishes, and like other mundane things where I don't need to think.
Right. Yeah, driving. I'll put it on while I'll drive.
Even then, I would like go back.
But. I do notice myself like wandering thoughts while driving, but I try to reel it back in when I listen to an audiobook in the car.
Yeah.
It is tough.
But, all right, so let's get into the plot points here. So, Titanium Noir takes place in a fictional place called Chersonissos. And there's kind of this Greek mythology theme throughout the book where, you know, in this futuristic city, there's people that have these rejuvenation treatments called T7, where their bodies kind of get sent pre-puberty and then their body reconfigurates itself chemically and then goes through puberty again to kind of rejuvenate itself. And so as a normal human being going through that again, their bones get denser, They become taller, their muscles get bigger, and they become a bigger human, basically, and they're called Titans in the book. And so in this futuristic city, the main character's name is Cal Sounder. He's a normal human. He's a detective. And he's kind of got this role between the police and between the Titans because he has connections to both, but he doesn't work for either. So it kind of lets both entities kind of work through him to get things done. And he's investigating a murder of a Titan named Roddy Tebbit. And Roddy is a scientist who works for a university. So you think at the beginning of the book, he's doing some research and he gets murdered. He's tall, he's nerdy. And you later find out that he actually works for kind of the Titan kingpin of the book named Stefan Tonfamakoska.
Yeah, what is up with that name?
I was lucky that I did the audio version because...
Yeah, I'd love to hear how they pronounced all this
stuff. Tonfamakoska and then Roddy Tebbit. That's spelled differently than I thought it was going to be spelled too, but...
They can't throw a Joe Smith in there, just make things easy.
Right? Mm-hmm. No.
I guess Cal Sounder is the only easy name.
Sounders. They kept saying Sounder. Yeah.
Sounder.
So basically, this is a murder detective mystery where Cal has to piece things together and find out what the motive is for the murder. And once he can figure out what the motive is, he can find who the murderer is. He kind of starts by going off of some leads that he gets. He goes to like an underground bar ring where he has to fight two Titans in a ring to, you know, talk to his first witness.
No, they weren't. I don't think they were Titans.
They were fake Titans.
Just like, yeah.
Were they just beefed up?
They were wannabe.
Well, he has to fight them. There are a couple.
That's really where the book takes off. I thought it was kind of slow and then finally gets to that part.
Really shocking scene, like visually. You know, he gets attacked by these two people. He has lipstick in one hand, so he smears the lipstick in the eyes of one of the in the female opponent. And then while she's crying and trying to, like, get rid of this stinging lipstick, because it's like lip plumping lipstick, I guess.
I mean, it tingles your lips.
Yeah.
So, like,
so he got it in her eyes, and so she's dealing with that. And then
they, like, stuffed it down the guy's throat, too.
He, like... The male opponent comes at him and he's huge, of course, and he tries squeezing him. But once he's in the guy's grasp, Cal takes his hand and he shoves it down the guy's mouth and then makes a fist so he can't spit his hand out. And the guy starts suffocating. He wins the fight without getting into too much detail. He wins the fight and he gets access to talk to the first witness because she's a singer at the club. This like fight club kind of thing. So he goes and talks to her because she has a connection to Roddy Tebbit. And while he's talking with her, they get attacked. She gets hit by a car, I think, or just bludgeoned.
Right.
He gets shot in the side. Some people come by and they tell him before he passes out to go to a specific hospital, a special hospital. And he ends up waking up in this hospital. He's got connections to this hospital through that Titan kingpin named Stefan Tonfamakoska. And something special about him is he owns the company that makes the T7, treatment, I guess. Shots, the injections, the serums. He owns this company, so he's, you know, mega millionaire. And I was wondering if y'all had any ties between Stefan and any of the wealthiest people, like Bezos or who's the guy who owns Twitter, Elon Musk, or anything like that. Like, did you guys get any ties between Stefan and those guys during this book at all?
Zuckerberg. Yeah. No, because they're like all, I don't know, there isn't. Yeah.
Puny.
Oh, I guess Bezos got jacked. So I guess you could say he's like Jeff Bezos.
Yeah,
he's not tall.
But like as far as like being rich and having access to everything and getting things done.
Yeah, and not stepping down. What was scary to me is when kind of towards the beginning of the book when they were talking about like, oh, Stefan's been he's done four doses and he's like the head of this company and he's gonna
and you get bigger and bigger like every time you take a dose.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And he's stubborn and he's never gonna hand down the company to his children, you know. Because he's just going to live forever. And that's like, whoa, what if that happened in our world where it's like Jeff Bezos or like Mark Zuckerberg just like lived forever?
Well, there was that.
Well, they have access to it too. They have all the money and the access to treatments if anything, these things existed. Yeah. But yeah, like Brett said, Stefan.
Well, who do you think of with the other like Titan, like bad guy?
Double wide.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's some other individuals. I think it goes through a list of like 5 to 10 of these other people who have multiple doses or maybe have reputations in the city. One of them is Double Wide, and he's kind of like he kind of grew more wide than tall, and he's kind of like a
super
disfigured
arms.
Kind of Titan. But he's kind of like an underground mafia boss kind of. So he works quietly in the shadows. Who did I think of? I kind of thought of like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but with longer arms. I don't know. But, or like, I don't know. I kind of imagine, you know, have you guys ever seen, Adult Swim? There's like the meatball and the French fries and,
Aquatine Hunger Force.
Yeah. There's like the guy with the fries. I imagine his face was like that. And then, but like, just massive, huge arms. And so, I mean, I think they talked about him lunging kind of like an animal on legs too and using all of the limbs. But
there could be some cool visuals if they ever adapted this into like a show or a movie.
Yeah.
Like you could take some artistic liberties or whatever.
Yeah. So you kind of wonder why he was sent to this hospital by Stefan. And it's because Cal has been working for Stefan to kind of get around the police activity. And also Cal was dating Stefan's daughter, Athena, for a long time. And they're no longer together. He's trying to keep separate, even though there's an attraction that they kind of revisit throughout the book.
Well, she was going to like die and Cal.
Yeah, she never wanted to become a Titan, right?
And she like and something happened to her where she was going to die. So Cal got her the serum so she would live.
Yeah.
Now she's a Titan.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And so, so Cal has that connection through her. I mean, Stefan also, like, whenever somebody in the Tom Pokoska family is about to pass away, you know, Stefan has the resources to turn them into Titans. So a lot of his relatives are Titans, it seems like, and living through many generations and many decades at least. So you'll kind of get to know those characters a little bit. He's got like ex-wives. He's kind of known as this player who has these women on his arms and it always changes up. Those always change up often. And he's got a couple exes, I think, and some nephews and cousins and stuff that are also Titans. But so Cal has to navigate the space between the Tom Pokoska family and Double Wide. Cal was tasked with taking the organs of the murder victim to a company to be analyzed and, you know, be analyzed and everything. And then Double Wide wants to ensure that those get delivered because he thinks there's something special about the organs that's going to frame Stefan. Stefan wants them destroyed. So Cal has to kind of navigate and figure out, like, who do I show allegiance to? Because they're both going to kill me if I don't do what they say. So he has to navigate that while he's kind of gathering more information about this murder. And while he's talking to Double Wide, they kind of kidnap him. He still has this injury throughout the book. I don't think that wound ever heals in the book, but, Double Wide, kind of takes him in, masks him, brings him in and tells him a story about a rumored couple of scientists who are in love. They worked for Stefan and the rumor is that eventually Stefan stole this girl away from her loved one. And being both scientists, she kind of became more of a partner to him. And then he basically got rid of the man. That was the rumor. And I think he kind of thinks that the motive for this murder might be tied to this love story. And Stefan is kind of looking like the bad guy at this point. And so no one knows who she is, who the guy was. So Stefan has to go to, or Cal has to go to Stefan's family members to figure out what they know about this love story, gathers more evidence. And he goes to visit Athena's mother, who is a Titan, and she kind of lives in isolation. And instead of saying that Stefan, you know, killed or took this girl from her relation, her happy relationship, she says that the girl was actually saved by Stefan. So she's no longer a victim. She's actually saved by Stefan. So Cal has to figure out what that means. But the wife won't tell any more of the details. So he needs to find somebody else who knows the details. And one of them is, I think, his Stefan's nephew, Maurice. I think his nephew. So he tries to go to him. He hates Cal, so he doesn't want to say much. But Athena is in charge of him. And so he kind of tries to pull some strings to get Maurice to talk. He says some things, but not a lot. Maurice has been doing some shady stuff in the background financially, but ultimately wants to protect Elaine, which is Stefan's wife. Let's see here. So Cal realizes that the genetics of Roddy Tebbit were... in the organs, held the key to the, like, who he was.
It had, like, a thumb drive in, like, his liver.
Yeah. And, like...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so,
He's able to extract information from that.
Yep. Kind of getting lost here.
Yeah, it turns out the murdered Titan was that guy who was a scientist for the company. And was it like she got killed?
She was about to die. And so Stefan saved her and turned her into a Titan. Because her boyfriend or her lover was like abusing her, basically.
And then did he end up making like some janky version of the serum himself, or he somehow got the serum and then he turned into Roddy Tebbit?
Yeah, and you know, something that Cal had learned kind of throughout the book too is that whenever somebody takes a dose, they kind of lose some of their memory too, or some of the people have lost their memories when they take doses.
Yeah, amnesia.
And so. Amnesia. Roddy Tebbit has no idea who he is, that he was this abusive boyfriend in the past. He just knows that he was a scientist working for Stefan. And so Stefan kept him around because he didn't know what the history was. He forgot it over the decades, and he's still getting this awesome research development for T7 and other things for the company. Yeah, he kind of figures out that he gets attacked, I guess, in his office when he's talking to a guy about the finances of Maurice and of the family. And he finds out that Maurice is the one attacking him. He subdues him, beats him up. He like does like a flashbang with the lamp on his desk.
It is all, he like MacGyvers the shit out of it.
He's got some like bladed knuckles or something that he drives into his knee and dislocates his knee, ties him up. But he ends up finding out that to protect Elaine, he ends up killing Roddy Tebbit in the end. And then Cal, I guess, ultimately goes with the... I think he goes with the Tom from Akasha family, doesn't he? Doesn't he end up...
Well, he doesn't really play any sides. He's just like his own
Still in his own individual.
How does it end?
Well, Elaine was the woman.
Yep.
The scientist that died and then was given the serum to live.
And they broke up years ago, but it wasn't because of that. It was just because of differences, I guess. But Yeah, but yeah,
so then Cal goes to confront her about it, and then Maurice shows up, and they like have a fight to the death.
Yep.
And Cal's mortally wounded, and then the story ends with him getting the serum. Like Athena gives him the serum, so he turns into a Titan.
Okay, so he becomes one of one of them, the Titans. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. Would any of you take T7 if your life was in jeopardy?
Probably. Why not?
Yeah, if my life was in jeopardy,
I'd probably take it anyway.
It's free. I don't know how old I am.
And they also talked about like when you're old and you take this thing, you get you become like younger.
Yeah, you're. Yeah, you basically start your life anew.
Longer than I have to.
It's kind of like a vampire. It's like, would you want to be a vampire and live forever?
I don't want to live forever.
Yeah.
But you don't. You wouldn't technically. I mean, you could kill yourself as a Titan, or somebody could kill you. Or
they still get sick. They still.
Yeah, because that one woman has dementia.
Or sickness. I don't want those things.
So you'd rather
but you could keep taking if you got sick though. You could take another dose and heal yourself.
Right. Yeah.
What would you do?
I'd want two doses, max.
Back to back. Well, they actually go. He goes into detail about how awful it is when you take it.
Well, they said after the third dose, you lose your sex drive anymore. Like you don't want to. You lose kind of like human drives at a certain point, because it's almost impossible to do that with another person or whatever. But you kind of lose that, because when you kind of start living forever, you lose those human drives.
Instincts?
Yeah.
Drives,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. And then also you really can't function unless you have like the space for it. Like Stefan was a four-dose Titan. And so there's a point in the book where he like laughs in Cal's face, and the laugh leaves like...
Well, bruising, yells at him.
Bruising, and like it... shuts him down. He passes out just from the laughter.
I don't know if I'd take one.
So there's some weird side effects, I suppose. Like,
yeah,
your voice is booming. Like everything's bigger and stronger when you become a Titan. So
you become a Titan. Yeah. Do we rate it?
Yeah.
Do you have a question on
the other thing I was kind of thought was cool about the book was some of the technology that they had.
Yeah.
Like they had a pass key for somebody. They would inject a pass key so he had access to building. And over 24 hours, it would break down into like a vitamin D pill. And like
that's
a vitamin,
cool.
It would like not a pill, but it would break down into vitamins in the body.
Mm. Yeah.
Reading this though, I can't help but, you know, when I'm picturing it in my head while reading it and visualizing it, I think of it like retro futuristic. So it's obviously in the future, but I envision like everything, you know, part of that is kind of like, you know, playing the Fallout games and then other show and like Blade Runner, like, cause everything looked still old there, but then there's all this futuristic stuff. So it's kind of a blend of the two.
Yeah. And I was looking up the definition of noir because I didn't know that genre when we picked the book. Right. And so I was looking it up, and the big theme of like, of noir books is just the murder detective stuff, but usually in like a really seedy or dark environment. And so, it's futuristic, but you still have this like,
I'm still envisioning him in a fedora, grungy, and like a trench coat.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dick Tracy.
Not quite like a noir movie.
What's the cartoon you mentioned earlier that the, Framing Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yeah, you mentioned that earlier. I'm like, that's exactly like this book. That's who I.
Yeah, well, yeah, and that when he gets shot, and he has that like rubber thing for like to like
the putty
block. It. Yeah, the putty. That's kind of putty lattice. Like kind of Looney Tunes, like Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
Cool.
But
okay.
Yeah, I thought those were interesting. But
yeah, those are, and the bulletproof shawl, that was a cool thing.
Yeah, they played like, that up a lot, good. And then she still died, like succumbed to gunshot wounds, or like her injuries. I thought it was going to play a role later in the book, and it didn't.
Yeah,
like he would have it or something.
Someone
like that.
Someone else had a suit or something that, like,
well, I think the
was like a SWAT guy or something.
Oh yeah,
had like a suit that was made of the same material.
Well, I thought Athena maybe had something too. Like she was like, I thought maybe they explained she wore something.
Cool. So what do we think? Good? Not good?
Yeah.
Should we go around?
We can go around.
Yeah. Brett, how about you? Good or not good?
For what I want to finish it. Yeah, I'll give it a good. I liked it. I thought it was unique and, yeah, just getting going when I stopped.
Well, those first 30 pages are kind of brutal. Like, it's not that great at the beginning. And then it picks up. And the prose almost changes, too, a bit.
Yeah.
Like, it was almost written by another person, like a ghostwriter.
Yeah. The first 30, you thought?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's your official rating?
I'll give it a good.
Good.
Okay. I'm also going to give it a good.
Okay.
Really entertaining.
Kelsey, from what you heard of Jacob's...
are you going to bother to check it out?
Off of Jacob's synopsis, but maybe I'll read it.
Understandable. Yeah. Understandable.
Okay. So we got 3 goods, 1 not good for Titanium Noir. That's that right there. What do we got? What do we got next, Jacob, for the book club?
Oh yeah, the next book. It's the one I picked. I had it brought up. It's going to be called the Midnight Library by Matt Haig, H A I G Haig.
Okay.
The Midnight Library.
Midnight Library. Okay. So if you want
to,
that's a great question.
Ooh. Could be on Spotify.
Buy it or rent it or something.
We'll have to check it out. And if you're listening and want to join in on the fun, pick that up or give it a
buy. But not from the library, so I can get my copy.
Yeah, if you're in the Elk River, don't get it from the library.
Just Minnesota in general, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They ship them around, I guess. But, yeah, that's The Midnight Library by Matt Haig.
Haig.
All right. Cool. All right. So this brings us to TV and movies. I should say thank you, Jacob. That was wonderful for taking
Thanks,
over
Jacob.
that part.
No
the BBC.
Worries.
That's another little section. And now on to TV and movies. Cut there. And what is it called? Break. What's everyone watching? I know Clark and I saw a movie this weekend. Did we talk about that yet?
No. Okay. You want to do movies first?
We'll do TV or movies. Jacob's shaking his head.
Just do.
We'll do TV. Let's start with TV. Yeah. Have you been watching anything? Who's been watching something?
I watched a Baby Reindeer. Sorry.
Oh, Baby Reindeer?
I think I just, is that on
I've
Netflix?
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Everyone's
it's
been
good.
Talking about that.
Based off a true story, it's about this like guy that's trying to make it as a comedian and like meets, he's also a bartender. And this customer comes in and it's a lady and he finds like empathy towards her and like makes this friendship with her. And she ends up being like this hardcore stalker. And every episode is just, it's crazy. And the guy that's the main character in it is the guy that who's the story is about. So that's kind of cool.
He's playing himself.
He's playing
Is he
himself.
A good actor?
Oh. Yeah.
Richard Gadd.
Was he an
Donnie?
Actor to begin with?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know. Oh. I don't know.
I mean, if he was a comedian.
I guess I saw.
This is big break.
I saw that I before so. It was a Netflix show, it was like a 1-hour theatrical like
oh,
show.
Stage play?
Yeah. And then they made it into a show. It's really good. I would recommend watching it.
Cool.
Yep.
Jacob, you watching anything?
I've been watching an anime on Netflix called Delicious in Dungeon. I don't know if you can call it anime. It's an American one. But it's about like a Dungeons and Dragons group that goes down into dungeons. And while they're navigating their, you know, their quests, they have to survive. They have like no food because they lost everything in the last raid that they did.
Okay.
And so they need to like cook the monsters as they find them and fight them in the dungeon. And they come up with recipes. It's kind of a really weird side genre of like D&D fantasy where like they talk about recipes.
There's a fair number of
episode.
Animes about cooking food.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't name any right
like
off the bat.
Like a D&D one? I don't know.
No.
I feel like
this is like
you're talking about dungeon raids, you're talking about like dragons and you're talking about the enemies, but like how can you kill them and then cook them? That's what the show's about. So that's been really entertaining. They release on Thursdays.
Cool.
And they're on episode 17 this week.
What's the name of that one again?
Delicious in Dungeon.
Delicious in Dungeon. Okay.
Yep. It's like D&D.
D&D.
Yeah.
Clark, how about you?
Brett, did you finish Shogun yet?
No, I'm on the I still haven't seen the last one, so don't.
Right. I won't.
Yeah, please, please.
It was a fine ending.
It was fine.
Yeah, I thought the ninth episode was better than the finale. But
okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
You got anything else to talk about?
I watched the couple new episodes of Fallout.
Okay.
So I'm only
through three.
Okay, I think I'm through five-ish.
Okay.
And that's been good.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not.
What's the premise? It's based off the video game.
It's based off the video game. Clark,
well, several games.
More.
There's like six games, seven games.
Is that main actress the one that's in that soccer show that we watched?
She's on that
Lasso?
Yellow Jackets. Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The only other thing I'd seen her in, because I talked about her eyes last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was in this.
Big Baldur's.
She was in this, like, was it a, it might have been Tim Burton produced movie where it's like a bunch of kids staying in like this cool like gothic mansion. It has Eva Green in it. It has a really long title about like something like Gifted Children or something like that.
Miss Peyronie's.
You found it?
Yeah.
Miss Peyronie's.
Miss Peregrine's Home of Peregrine.
Yeah, that's like the only that's the only other thing I've seen her that.
Perignon or like what's the
Dom Perignon?
Miss
Peregrine's Home
for
Peculiar Children, and it's about like children who are like some
I forgot
superpowers
she's in that.
Heard that.
She's the one with the boot, like the she floats away.
She's the one that has the gigantic eyes.
Okay.
I think she
can.
She can like
her mutation.
I thought she was like a mermaid, but maybe I'm misremembering it.
I just remember there's one.
But
girl
who
like floated
Fallout
away.
Is
so
about in the future. There's nuclear fallout, and some people live in vaults, and some people didn't. So, and then they
surface.
And then. The games are all, well, not every game, but most of the games are you start as a vault dweller and you leave the vault.
Gotcha.
And explore the wasteland. And they're usually in different areas. So, like, there's one that's in.
So you have all the
New
plots.
Vegas,
all the plots.
One that's in DC, one that's in Boston.
Cool.
So you kind of get a different part of America with each game.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Cool.
But you don't need to know anything about the games. You can just, they've made the show to where it's, you can just watch it without.
Okay.
Play the games. There's little Easter eggs for people that play the games, but
I wouldn't catch any of that stuff.
As many Easter eggs in Taylor Swift songs.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I haven't found any yet. Have you found some?
Oh yeah.
Or just watched TikTok videos about finding some?
Both.
Is that what she does? She like hides stuff in her new album.
Are you kidding? Yeah.
All the time.
That's the lore of Taylor Swift.
Her whole life is Easter.
Every
eggs.
Song. Every.
It's not even in the songs. It's like what she says on stage or what she. Posts a picture of, like, it's crazy. Her
on Spotify, when you listen to Taylor Swift 2-3 months ago, the cursor at the bottom that shows the progress of the song was a 13 pointed star instead of a circle, and the 13 pointed star was like a hint at what's
to
13's
come. Her favorite number.
Yeah,
see, crazy.
I learned,
and I don't have the time for
day.
It I don't have the time for it.
Okay, moving on from there, we are going to Clark's favorite segment of...
Oh, shit, I forgot we're not done.
Yes, we are not done. We have so much more. And we're going to throw this one back to Jacob, a.k.a. Zaddy. This is advice otherwise known as Zaddy Knows Best.
Here we go.
We got some good questions. All right.
I've got two tonight. The first one's pretty simple, but I thought it was worth asking y'all. And then the second one is the one I really want to discuss with you. I got these from Reddit earlier this week, I should say.
Okay.
So this first one, I know these weren't submitted to us. But
you shouldn't tell them. Yeah,
I don't have
secrets.
Access to the not good emails, okay? So I got these from...
We should have got... That was our fault. Yes, we didn't get your access.
And I offered to come find these questions, but I thought these were great for the pod. So.
Yeah, okay, great.
This one is... first one's coming from Nervous User 1234.
Ooh.
plastic wrapper from teabag caught on fire on stove, caused a flame, and then went away. So they write, I did not realize that the plastic packaging from a tea wrapper was stuck to the bottom of my pan before turning on the stove. The plastic caught on fire and caused a little flame that went out right away on its own. I am worried about it. I'm worried about if it let out any toxic or if it's safe to continue being in the apartment. I turned on the vent and opened my window, worried about exposure to carbon monoxide or hydrogen cyanide or anything else. What should I do?
Oh, no.
Live your life.
Wow.
I'm going to let you know, this was asked like 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
And there was only one comment underneath it, and it had all the upvotes, but there were no other comments. It just says, I think you're good.
Okay. Did it have any upvotes? No.
Oh, it had upvotes, okay. But there were no other like sarcastic comments. There was just the one comment. I thought that was kind of funny.
They didn't just go, no, you're dead. You're going to die.
Run. Yeah. Run for your life.
Okay.
All right. I think we all agreed on that. All the microplastics and everything, and you're worried about the wrapper burning up.
This one, I want Kelsey to answer this before we give our advice. But this one is from Purple Ninja 1506, and she writes the headline: Do all guys have shit stains? I, female 22, have a boyfriend, male 25, who can't seem to learn how to wipe his ass. I'm disgusted all around, and if it weren't for the fact that I'm too nice to break his heart, we'd be done already. I don't need commentary like, why don't you just tell him? I need to know if I'm going crazy or if I have a nasty ass boyfriend who doesn't care about hygiene. Anyone else find these nasty streaks in their partner's drawers? How do I make it stop without embarrassing him?
Oh,
Kelsey, how common do you think this is?
It's probably pretty common, but I don't think like every dude has streaks on every pair of underwear. It might happen here and there. You know, you let a little shard out, but we've all been there, right? Really? You've never sharded?
No.
Oh, I have.
Okay.
So maybe you're asking the wrong girl. Anyways,
what do you think? And then I'm opening this up to everybody. What do you think she should, how should she approach this?
Buy a bidet.
I think, I mean, there's simple things.
Bidet.
Subtle hints by buy a bidet. Yeah.
Yeah, that's very subtle. Buy a bidet. Teach them how to use it.
I think, you know, depending on how their conversation
might
just be
just
like,
not, you might not even wipe at all.
Oh, gross. Then that's a problem. Like, you gotta wipe.
Not
if you have a bidet.
I've heard an argument online
too. Do you have
too,
a bidet,
like,
Clark?
When it comes to showering, some straight guys refuse to touch their butts when they're in the shower. They're like buttholes to clean it when they're in the shower because they think it's like gay
you
to touch their butthole.
Up.
No. Hmm. This is like a thing. And so there's guys who like refuse to like, who they say like, no, it's gay to touch your butthole. I don't clean that. Why would I clean that?
Ew.
In the shower.
Wow.
That's weird.
It's a little weird.
Wouldn't them
be? Maybe he's one of those guys.
Touch your own penis.
So you guys touch your own buttholes? Is
How
that what I'm getting out of this?
I see what the real question is here. Yeah.
Jacob's
I don't have an answer, but
guys.
That's just
fishing.
I think she needs to figure
buy
it out.
Buy a bidet.
Buy a bidet, or just.
Just dump him. You're like 22.
I mean, it depends on how bad
she's 22 and he's 25.
Like,
I mean,
is
he
it
like
literally
a,
on
is
every
he a big
single...
heavy person? I mean, maybe he got short, which is he got short arms. Maybe he doesn't have arms.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
ever thought about
is
that?
Is he an amputee?
She left out the biggest detail.
Yeah.
He doesn't have arms.
He blew off all of his fingers in a horrible accident.
She's his caregiver and she's refused to wipe his butt and now she's dragging him on social media.
Oh man.
Wow. She should buy
the nerve.
A box of Dude Wipes. Our sponsor this week, Dude Wipes.
Oh, shout out.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the fun one.
That
yeah.
was the fun one. Okay,
and I think
so,
that was some good advice too. The bidet is
yeah.
Solid.
So we all agree that the bidet is the move here,
yeah.
right? I think
we could
think
all so. Yeah, yeah. use one.
Yeah, I want one.
Yeah.
I do.
They're fun.
Why
you can
well,
get one that you can just attach to your
yeah. They're like $20
on
Amazon.
You need to have like a whole separate toilet thing you sit on.
No, my brother has one. I've used it. It's nice.
I've never tried. I've tried one. I think I've tried one. Yeah.
Yeah, don't lie. We know you've tried one.
I haven't touched my butthole, but I've tried a bidet. Yeah.
I wouldn't touch it.
I think that's it. I think we did it, guys.
That's it.
I think we did the show.
That's it.
Yay.
We're over an hour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like an hour and 40 minutes. Sorry, Matt.
Oh,
thanks, everyone, for, thanks for viewing. If you're on
How
Twitch.
How many viewers did we have?
I can't tell. Matt's good at
too
telling.
Many.
I can't
He's
tell.
Lost count.
Oh no.
Someone just posted like a bad stream here that I got to delete. But yes, thank you everyone. That was the show for this week. I want to give a quick shout out to a friend of the show, Tom Chilstrom, a comedian. We've had him on the show a few times. He's performing comedy at Jelly Bean and Julia's.
Ooh.
In Coon Rapids.
Yeah.
They have good food.
This what was that?
They have good food.
Is that a good spot?
Yeah.
So I was gonna drag the name.
That's a new location for them too.
Yeah. Is it?
They
okay.
moved. They were I drove by there a couple weeks ago, and they weren't in that over by where the old DMV was anymore.
So when's the show? Closed.
So the show, you can catch Tom this Friday.
Okay.
Show starts at 8 p.m. at Jelly Bean and Julia's. I'm gonna try to make it. I'm gonna try to bring Clark there. He's also on stage with John Russell and Stephen Tovar. But go see Tom.
Awesome.
Hopefully we can get him on the show again too. And that's it. Thank you, Clark.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jacob.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Kelsey.
Almost anytime.
And thank you all for listening. We'll see you in a week. I love you.